It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Madestrider, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 2104, recorded Thursday, August 6th, 2026. Doggone Gadget. This episode of the Giz Whiz Diggity has three more gadgets from the 20th annual holiday gift guide. I have a new gadget theme for the month of August, and we got your viewer videos all next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same dungeon with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now,
and here he is, the gadget sweeper, Dick D. Bartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir, and you?
Doing good, doing good. What's new? What's up?
Boy, here we're back to heat and humidity beyond belief. So,
yeah. It's the humidity, it's just been raining like every day, longer and longer, where, you know, we talked last week, I think, about like Florida rain. We're only last for like an hour. It's been lasting for like all day. Yeah, I agree. Weather is a changing. I've been seeing that El Nino might be really big this year. We may have a big El Nino.
Oh my God.
I don't exactly know what that means, but it's always been the hovering weather front in the back of my mind. El Nino is going to mess up all the weather patterns for. I don't even.
You know, is power. I was talking to the chat room before you signed on. So. We got our Con Ed bills today, and mine was $350.
Whoa.
And Dennis's was $370. And the studio here, which doesn't even have a kitchen, was about $280.
Yeah.
So I think Con Ed is at the top of rates for any city. For some reason, I think Scooter X said, I don't know if he's kidding or not. He said his electric bill was $6. Scooter X, what was your real electric? What was yours? What is your electric?
Mine's in the hundreds. Mine's like 250 typically.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm logging in now to see if I can. I can't even. Yeah, 238 was. My last one. And then before that, I can't read that small. 238.51 versus 238.82. No wonder those are so close to each other on the graph. Last 214. So, like, I wonder if I can see exactly what I'm paying per kilowatt, because that is. Probably where we'll have the biggest difference.
So we're getting some more rates here. Uncle Lala, I think it's LA. He's 160. Someone said Scooter X has solar power.
Oh.
Why he was down to $6. Here we go, Scooter X. My SCE bill was $585 because I have to pay carriage fees that are not covered by solar power generated.
Huh.
That I sell back to the power. Okay. So Scooter X is selling power back.
But then I had to pay carriage fees anyway. So.
Yeah. So right now I'm pricing a 3,000 foot extension.
I can see how many kilowatts and I can see how much I spent, but it doesn't have the math here, and I'm not good enough at math in my head to figure it out.
Oh, okay.
I do remember that in Texas, I was so excited about like 13 cents a kilowatt, which I was able to get. And then I think I was able to get like another deal where it was like I paid 15 cents or 20 cents during the day, but then at night it was free.
Oh, yeah, it's the same here. Oh, wow.
It was just free. It was from like 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. or 7 to 7 or whatever it was. It was just free power. And I could schedule my car to charge during that window. So I would always just charge the car during that little free power window. And I was pretty happy with myself.
So Scooter X has 16 solar panels on his garage roof. So that's quite a saving. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how much are you paying per kilowatt hour?
I mean, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I would guess around, 18 cents. When I go to like superchargers that I know are like selling power at a high, high premium, I'll see it at like 38 cents a kilowatt or like even 41 cents.
I think Con Ed is somewhere up there. Yeah.
Right.
It's interesting. Spaceman in Kansas pays 6.5 cents a kilowatt hour.
Yeah. 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 That's crazy.
Amazing.
We sound like there was I remember hearing discussions when cryptocurrency mining was still big. It's like, where should I move to get cheap power at a cryptocurrency mine? Feels like that's what we're having a conversation like that. So let's jump into some gadgets, shall we?
Okay, we're going to, our first guy is from Instax, and in Instax, every time I see their booth, I go, oh, they're still around. So we'll look at their cameras, and then I'll tell you some of the reasons they're doing so well. Here's a peek.
One second. Here's a peek.
We're at Fuji, and we're looking at two devices I do not know about, and Daniel. So, Daniel, this looks so techy. What is this?
This is the Mini Evo Cinema. So it's an Instax camera. It also takes video. There's an app attached to it, so you can isolate pieces of the video, print out image.
Oh, my God.
You can also select, this is what's called our Eros dial. So if you look at it, you can see that it goes back. It goes from 2020 all the way back to 1930. There's filters built in that share the image of what photography was like at that time.
Oh, my God. Do you happen to have an image of an old-timey thing that you shot?
You know,
nothing handy? That's okay.
I don't think so.
That's no problem. And how much video can you shoot?
They do 15-second increments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not long-form video, but it's still, you're able to capture what you want on the camera and then output the images that you want.
And the retail price on that one?
This is $409.
Yes. Okay. And now this, is this for professionals? I've never seen
a camera, instant camera,
quite this fancy.
Yeah, this is a wide, Instax wide 400 camera. So if you notice,
how big are the image?
This is what the image looks like.
Oh, so
our standard images are usually more like this size.
Yeah, they're half of that.
That's the most popular one. But as you see here, this puts out an extra wide image. You can get much more in the shot. And it's just kind of a unique way to, a unique format to use.
And the price point on that?
This one, is it $409 also? Okay.
$409?
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the price of film?
The price of film varies. For wide film, what's our typical price?
$37.99
for a twin pack of wide film. So you get 20 exposures.
Oh, 20. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So about $2 to the big. And the film for the little guys?
Those, I believe, are the mini twin packs.
Mini twin packs,
yeah. Yeah, there's some that have like special borders and like they'll have glitter or hearts types of. Okay. You know, accentuations that you can add.
And both of these are in the marketplace?
I'm sorry?
Both of these are for sale now?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, excellent.
All major retailers and online as well.
Perfect.
I am an instant camera guy, definitely.
Oh, are you?
Love my Polaroids. Instax is through Fujifilm, and they've been around for forever. They've kind of taken over
30 years.
Yeah.
And So some of the reasons are kids have never heard of Polaroid, and like, this is what? It comes right out of the camera? Mm-hmm. And someone else said they like the fact that there's just one picture to choose from. That if you have a digital camera, you have 30 photos of the same person.
Yeah.
And you spend 4 hours. Which one of these? Oh, his eyes are a little closed.
Yeah, you got the one. And Instax has done really good. It's still being available to purchase at Walmart and Target and all of those stores where you can just go to their camera aisle and they'll still have tons of film to buy, lots of different variations and models of camera. And so I think this is great. I actually saw the film camera on just on social media, not actually in person. But I absolutely love the little dial.
Isn't that funny? What year would you like this photo to come out as?
I think that is so cool. And what I saw online was Fujifilm was using some of their color science in that to truly lock in more than just kind of a basic filter. You know, we've seen the black and whites and things like that. They are doing a little bit more color science when you get into the 60s and 70s and stuff like that. At least I hope so. I haven't had a chance to actually look at it. But I think that is just so, I love that. I think that little dial is just so cool. And then the whole camera just looks, I mean, incredible.
It's very clever. And you can do 15-second videos. And then he said you can scan the video on the camera and freeze a frame. And then print out a picture of the frame you like from the 15 seconds. I think it's pretty ingenious.
I think it's so cool. I'm really wondering how are they, like, is there, what I imagine is happening in there is they have the normal Instax film basically up against a LCD screen. I would imagine they just have a screen in there and then they flash the image and it gets exposed onto the film, and then the film comes out?
Oh, yeah, that's
because it's so thin, there's no way light could travel around in there. So I'm thinking, how do you get an image on there? I think that's my guess. I'm guessing that there might be like a little screen in there, and the screen turns on for just a moment to get the image to transfer to the film. I don't know how they do it. I'd love to ask them about it. That's so cool. Yeah, I kind of want one. This is neat. This is really, really neat.
Yeah, they do have a ton, and the prices are all less than. I think those people were not really the spokespeople for Fuji because they didn't know some of the everything seemed to be $409, but on much cheaper on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And the better deal is looking on Amazon, you can buy bundles where it really drops the price of the camera because you can buy a lot of extra film with especially with these actual still cameras.
Yeah. And then the wide, I don't know if I have seen Fujifilm wide film.
I hadn't seen that either.
And, you know, I've seen the thin shots before. I haven't really seen many cameras or that format of the wide photo before. That's really cool.
Yeah. And he said 409, but here it looks like it didn't have a great rating.
Yeah, it didn't.
way cheaper. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. From Instax. Cool to see them continuing with the product line. Love it. Absolutely love it. What else you got for us?
On next gadget, really pricey. I'm not sure I like this, but we get everybody's opinion. Uh-huh. It is Heel, the first virtual dog leash.
Okay.
I'm at Heel, and it is the virtual dog leash.
Yes.
How does that work?
Yeah,
Nick is going to tell us.
Great question. So Heel is the only virtual dog leash on the market. And what it is, it's a regular e-collar, the regular electronic training collar, but we developed a new technology that's inside of the product that allows the remote and collar to know how far apart they are. So you can set a boundary distance, so say 50 feet, and let your dog go off leash. When they get to the 50 feet boundary that you've set, as it follows you on your walk, the dog will get a warning beep and a vibration. It'll call your dog back to you, and you can enjoy your hike without stressing about your dog running off.
Now, how does the dog know what the signal means?
Well, so we have a training process.
Oh, you do?
That we recommend, where you teach them that when they hear that tone, when the collar gives the beep, come back to me. So you go through that phase, training phase first. And then if they're not responding to the tone because they're, you know, too excited by a squirrel or something, then it can either vibrate, or optionally you can enable a static correction as well. That just helps snap them out of that primal instinct and gets them back, called back to
you. Okay. And what is it retail for?
Retails for $399.
Okay.
And we're going to be running a Black Friday and holiday promotion this fall. To knock that down.
Yeah. And on Amazon, or your website?
We do sell on Amazon, and then we sell at our website. That's www.heal.dog is our website.
I didn't know .dog was
there. .dog exists. It's the perfect website for us.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a backyard, so the dog can't run too far. But this is a very interesting idea. If you have a large piece of property, or you take your dog hiking or whatever.
Interesting.
And Dennis said to the guy, that collar is really big.
It's huge.
So they recommend them for medium and large dogs.
Yeah, it really did look
also
messy.
It's $100 more than the guy said.
Oh wow. Yeah.
He said $399. The thing is, it develops, it's only technology between the remote and the collar. So you don't need a phone, and you don't need Bluetooth. And also, when he said you set the distance, they are preset distances.
Right. I see it on the remote right there. Further away and closer in.
Yeah, like 25 feet, 75, 150, 750 feet.
Right.
You set it for that. And the collar is waterproof. The remote obviously isn't. I don't know. I think at some point it says it shocks the dog if he's paying no attention. So
yes.
He said, or it sends static, and
a static shock.
What is static? The dog is going, wait a minute, I'm not hearing my tunes here. I'm hearing static.
Yeah. So let me look. So these dog leashes in this category, they're expensive. And so, like, here's a similar one that I've heard of before.
Oh, okay.
From Garmin, you know.
Oh,
Garmin.
From Garmin, okay.
It's $150, so it's not cheap. And this does not have the feature, that. And I guess this might just be only the dog device. So you still actually need like the whole kit and caboodle. So that $300, right?
Oh,
for the
okay.
for the remote
oh,
and
oh,
the collar.
Okay, it's very similar.
Very similar, except this. I don't think has the feature of, you know, it's too, you know, noticing how far away the dog is, right?
The
dog
is, okay.
For that extra money that you're buying, you're getting that feature of, you know, if it's 50 feet away, it'll automatically send some whatever you set, I guess, to the dog.
Yes. A lot of those dog things have monthly fees. So the advantage of these are that you just buy them and you own them.
Right.
And there is no monthly fee.
Right. Is that this is just a remote and, you know, transmitter receiver situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I just kind of wanted to point out the Garmin one just to point out, like, yeah, they are expensive in this category for whatever reason of radio dog collars. And then adding the feature of the distance is kind of cool. But yeah, that is the collar is really big. I mean,
it is
really
big.
So yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to worry. Your dog won't go too far because you're, I'm not going to walk that far with this collar.
You'll get tired. Hang around. Exactly. I mean, I definitely think that there is a type of there's a type of person who definitely, you know, this is absolutely their gadget. Kind of cool. Definitely expensive. I agree with you there.
Yes.
Okay.
And the last gadget is a gadget I know nothing about and didn't know existed. So but knowing you, Chad, you'll know all about this. Okay. Let's take a peek.
All right, we're indoors, but we're at Sun Booster, okay? And we're going to find out exactly what is this.
Sun Booster, we bring near-infrared lights into your house. People spend far too much time indoors, and indoor life is unhealthy.
Okay.
Like, the human body is meant to be outside, right? Under the sun, and people feel this excitement and energy and all these positive effects of the sun when they're outdoors. But unfortunately, we don't have always the time to be outdoors, or the sun is not shining, or we have to work all day behind our computer. And what we thought of, okay, why don't we bring this healthy part of the sun to you indoors, so even though you're not able to go outside and experience the sun, you still get the benefits of the sun.
Okay.
And in that way, we developed a light recipe, put this healthy part in a device emitting to you from your computer screen. It doesn't interrupt your normal way of working. And while doing so, you basically get the benefits of this natural light.
Is there a certain amount of time you recommend for this, or is it on all the time?
We have a percentage that we basically have calculated the perfect dose for you. And typically, you reach it between 2 to 4 hours, depending on the distance. And by doing so, you basically have like a 20-minute outdoor sun exposure during noon. Instead of being outdoors, you will receive it during this 2 to 4 hours.
Now, you're not going to get a tan.
No, you don't get a tan. You don't get skin damage.
Yeah,
you don't.
Okay.
Not the part of the UV.
Is it safe to say you're developing energy?
Yes, so it's directly penetrating through your skin to the core of your cells, activating your energy system.
Through your face, basically.
Yes. So it's called your mitochondria, so basically it's activating your cells. And by that, it's a natural way of energizing your body.
Okay.
So although it's an artificial way of emitting the sunlight, your body's reaction is totally the same as if it would be outside and experiencing the sun.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's it retail for?
$249.
Okay. And is it out now?
Yes, out now on Amazon. And here in New York, we will have a flagship store and See You Tomorrow at Times Square. So we'll be showcased there as well.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
I don't have to go out ever again.
I'm a little worried this may be a bit of a snake oil product.
Yes, I didn't realize till I went to Amazon to find this particular unit that there are a lot of them out there. Way cheaper.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's designed to actually sit on your computer and have a little dial that tells you how much light you're getting with a digital readout.
Yeah.
But
so I was confused when he was talking because I've heard of red light therapy, which is like, you know, this device is a red
yes.
light therapy. I've heard of that. You know, even at Planet Fitness, they'll have a red light therapy booth that you can go stand in. So this seems similar to that, but he didn't ever said that. He was mentioned near infrared, you know, light. So I was trying to kind of figure that out. I'll be honest, at $250, I just can't.
And for some reason, 850 near infrared is supposed to be the ideal, which this gadget is. I don't quite get. Oh, yeah, go down. There it is.
Yeah.
850 nm is the exact. I can't quite read it. Oh,
yeah,
NASA recommends.
Invisible. Yeah. Huh. is the exact
infrared. So I guess if you're going to the moon, you might want this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be honest. It feels like snake oil. If you really, really need to go out into the sun, it costs nothing to go sit out in the sun. And I get that people are inside most of the time. You know, if you're wanting to create healthy habits indoors. I'll be honest though, it just looks like a UV light, like ultraviolet light, just pointed right at your eyes. That's also what his video looked like. And I don't like the thought of ultraviolet light just pointing at my eyes. I don't like that idea at all. I even get like kind of freaked out when I see like the infrared like security lights like pointing directly in my eye, and I can see the little thing. I'm going, you know, is this similar to staring at the sun? this is what I'm thinking. So I don't know. This definitely is not the device for me.
No, me either.
Sun booster. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. We now know. If you're interested, you now know that this device is called Sun Booster.
You can
learn more on Amazon.
Exactly. I think it's a very interesting form factor to look like a webcam, you know, basically.
Yeah.
It's the perfect product if that's what you want. If you're looking for that product, you know, it's cool. It takes up no space at the office. You know, it looks like a webcam. I don't think anyone's going to be going, whatever, you're doing red light therapy in your office here. But definitely not product for me. With that, let's get a little crappy.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie, we asked the patrons what they wanted to see, and we also got a few of y'all's suggestions, which is fantastic. So the options were, what the heck is it, gadgets that you can't tell.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Bathroom gadgets, as you know, bathroom gadgets, or this one was suggested by John Stewart, Chad's favorite gadgets. So all the random gadgets that have just kind of stuck around that I use all the time. My little hidden gems, basically.
I'm going to go with what the heck is it?
Yeah, that's what
only
I thought.
Because I sort of never get to play it myself since I buy so many what the heck is it gadgets.
I really thought they would like the what the heck is it theme. Were wrong. That was the worst one.
Oh,
Chad's
my God.
Favorite gadgets took over the results. So
holy cow.
Yeah. Awesome. And we have some suggestions in the comments I'm reading now, so that's fantastic. So Chad's favorite gadgets, and this is one that I use all the time. And that is kind of used in a lot of Gizwiz videos, so I want to show it off. It's actually not the legs of this. It is just this piece on the top that is one of my favorite gadgets. What it does, here it is.
So it is a what the heck is it?
It kind of is a what the heck is it. Now, I will say, I've used it so much, there is a piece of this that is missing, but it is not required to have it be used. But I use this gadget just about every week. And just to show it off, this is just a simple tripod. And here is how it gets used. You take your phone with a MagSafe on the back, and it will attach.
Oh.
And so now you have your phone attached to a tripod so simply. It's a pretty powerful connection there. So I'm you know, pretty confident with it. And then this, I can put onto any type of tripod. This threading will work with any type of tripod plate or whatever, you know, what have you. And you can, you know, this is kind of a janky little tripod, but you can put it on a big tripod. I've stuck it on, you know, 6 foot.
The gadget is just the thing in your hand.
It's
now?
Just this. This is the entire gadget. This is the gadget.
Okay.
This
okay.
is everything that is the gadget. And so it has three different tripod screw holes. So it has one on the bottom so that it can you know, stay upright. It has another one on the bottom, but this one's on the edge. So if I wanted to, I could take this and get a different position of the gadget.
Okay.
So if I do it this way, and then there's another one right on the back, the same sort of idea if you wanted it to connect directly to the phone. So you can put it on like that and then get your phone, and now it will lock on that direction so I can do whatever I want with it that way. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
So, like I said, one of my favorite gadgets, part of the problem with this category may be that some of my gadgets aren't sold anymore because I looked it up.
Oh, no.
So this is the entire gadget. It's not available at the moment. This is that extra piece that I said wasn't on it. It has a little way to add an extra little hawk shoe. So if you want to add a little camera, it comes with this extra angled piece and a screw to put it on to the back. That is what on the back you can actually see. There's a few cutouts on this right here.
Oh, I see them. Yeah.
And those will fit an extra piece, and that could hold an extra light, a microphone, but it is a separate piece that unscrews. And this is so simple to throw into a backpack, you know, that I just get rid of all the other pieces and I would throw just this into, you know, my equipment bag to hold my phone whenever I need it. So I'm hoping that there is a similar product in the suggested products category. So I'm hoping that we can find a similar
one. Sometimes they say, would you like me to find something similar?
Like this. So this is...
Oh, wait.
This is similar, but it doesn't have that... It is just the threading so that you could add your own tripod plate.
Oh,
I see. So it's not quite the same. Let's see. Here's another similar one. This one's very similar. This one has... It's only $15. And it has... Oh, here. Why can't I zoom in on that? It has its own little tripod plate, can connect on there, and then I think the base of it has a screw on it. I can't tell. I wish they had more photos of it. Yeah, there you go. So there's a little screw hole down there, so it can do the same thing that mine does. As well. So here, this is, I guess, your best option here at $15.
Yeah.
The most similar gadget. I mean, look at this thing. Whoa. I don't even know. Will this even screw into a tripod? I can't. Oh, yeah, it looks like there's a tripod screw on it right there. It's kind of cool. So anyway, maybe some inspiration for people to go find some of their own crappy corner gadgets. The main thing to search for when you're searching for a gadget like this is that the MagSafe on the iPhone is basically the search term that you're searching for, is that this is a MagSafe compatible tripod mount. So there you go. And that kicks off the category of my favorite little gadgets that,
wow.
You know, my crappy corner gadgets.
I think that's great.
Yeah. With that, let's move into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
On our Our email is from David Podner, P-O-D-N-E-R. And he said, so Chad was talking about his new headset for running. Therefore, I figured I would add what I recently bought. And this is his video.
Perfect.
Hey, Dick and Chad. Dave here. When I heard Chad talk about his headphones that were noise canceling, made me think about my earphones that I just, my earbuds I just got here. Ah. These are the Shox Open Run Pro 2. And the idea behind these is that it is open air, so I can hear people walking by. So if I'm on a trail, I can hear people going around me. But there's a little speaker here that gives me a little better sound than straight bone conducting. These things work really good. You can see I'm sweating significantly. And this way,
getting in a good workout,
doesn't go in, doesn't like go in my ear, yeah, where collect. Sweat can go into and cause issues. It's nice because there is a band around the back, so it's nice. It's really light. Sometimes you kind of forget it's even there. Just wanted to give you, you know, a little review of these. These things are really nice for running and making sure you can hear your surroundings around you. Thanks so much for all you guys do, and we'll see you later.
That is a great video. Absolutely. Thank you, David. And I couldn't agree with you more, because I actually own a pair of Open Run Pro 2s, and they are the headphones that I use the most. I use them all the time. When running, they're nothing beats them. Nothing beats Shox when you're running, because of being able to hear. Mostly, just being able to hear is being able to hear a car tire rolling, being able to hear a dog barking, all of that, and through your own ears is just amazing. But the reason I just wear them around the house all the time is because they're incredibly comfortable, because they just rest on the top of your ears like a pair of, you know, glasses, and they're not in your ears, so you're not getting sweaty, you know, you're just kind of walking around the house, and they're amazing for audiobooks, like absolutely perfect for audiobooks. The audio quality is good, it's really good. It's not great for music, it's not the best for music. They do really good at bass response and treble, it's just not great. It's just not, you know, a normal headphone. So not
so... Does that little speaker help?
It does. Oh, it does. It really does. And I'm still shocked at how great they sound. They sound good to great. They don't sound excellent. You know, like they really do sound great. And having tried bone conducting headphones before, you know, these really are the top premium best quality. And it doesn't sound bad, you know. You're not sitting there going, I'm making a big compromise by using these headphones. They feel like only a tiny little audio quality compromise. And a huge pro is that you can hear, they're comfortable, they're light, they don't get sweaty. I completely agree with David on all of this. And they have a few different sizes. I would suggest, if you're interested in getting some, head into a store that sells them, Best Buy, a running store nearby, you know, like a local running store might sell them, because they sell a mini version as well, the standard and the mini. And the mini fit me better than the standard size. So I would go in and check out the sizes if you're gonna spend, you know, so much on the headphones. But yeah.
And they come in colors, it looks like.
Yeah, they come in colors. I love all the colors. And then if you're someone who swims, they even make a version that is waterproof. It's not this version, but you can, I'm sure it'll be on here somewhere if it would load. But yeah, they do have a few that are completely waterproof as well if you want to go swimming with them. Here it is, the Open Swim version. It's kind of cool.
Wow.
Completely agree with David. Thanks for the great review of the Shox. I was wearing mine today. I mean, seriously, they're awesome. I love my Shox.
That's great. So David will get the current issue of Mad, and we're looking for more videos, okay? Fortunately, that came yesterday, and we're able to use it today. So if you want to make a video, any gadget, okay, 1 to 3 minutes, just make sure that you shoot horizontal format, and we can see the gadget. It can be old, new, and our favorite is when you find an old techie thing in the garage or down in the basement, up in the attic. I'll make a little video about that, put it up on YouTube. You can click unlisted when you upload it, and that way only people with the URL can see it. And you just email that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. You'll get the current issue of Mad, and we're looking for more videos. Get one for next Thursday.
Do it now.
mail@gizwiz.tv.
Take a moment and think about the gadgets you have, and think about sending in a video. We'd love it. With that, let's move into the letter. Now.
There's a lot of stuff for Chad. This is from Rick L., who says, I'm sharing a video with Chad. Watch Homoham Minecraft. Do you know anything about this?
I don't know, but...
It's long, but you could just show a couple of, like a minute of it.
I think I can make a pretty good guess. So there's this YouTube channel called Homoham with almost 2 million subscribers.
Oh my gosh.
So it looks like this video is a Minecraft, obviously. Looks like it's some type of... What is going on?
Is it a map?
Oh my gosh. Going through a Minecraft rail cart trying to survive here. Oh my god. Watch out. There's creepers behind you.
You know, I didn't realize that in Minecraft, I thought everything was blocks, so you can have like a railroad.
Not like this, no. In Minecraft,
like
it'd be at 90 degree angles, yeah.
Okay.
This is taking a little bit of artistic liberty here, it looks like. Oh no, where's this TNT gonna go? Not to the big pile of TNT, no! Wow. Oh my gosh. This goes on for 10 minutes. Wow.
Yes. And that's a mouse, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's a hamster.
It could be. The scene is Minecraft.
Yes. So this is in Minecraft inspired. I don't remember the mouse painting in Minecraft. But yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. There's a few things that don't exist in Minecraft, but holy moly, this looks. Oh my gosh, is that a mouse wheel? A Minecraft mouse wheel? Look at that. Wow. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I think this is a whole adventure where. It's like an escape room, but for a hamster. I'm pretty sure. The hamster's getting into the chest. Uh-oh. That looks like some firework rockets. Those can't be safe. I could see why this would be entertaining to watch. I might have to subscribe.
Oh boy, wow. Not hiding in the TNT.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Coming at the ender pearls from the side, I see. Oh my gosh. This is so intricate.
Steve said it's not a mouse, there's no tail.
Oh, I guess you're right. Our chat room is so smart. Oh my gosh, even a stone ghast. Holy moly, there's all sorts of stuff going on in this video. Okay, well, I suggest people go check that out.
You're joining, what did you have, 2 million subscribers?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Homoham.
Rick L., thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. That is some dedication on whoever made those videos. That was so fun. I want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show. Every single episode, you guys are incredible. Also, thank you for voting on the Crappy Corner poll. One of the things that is exclusive to the patrons, only to the patrons. So if you want to become a patron today, head on over to gizwiz.tv, click on the Patreon tab, and there's a big old banner that'll take you to our Patreon page where you can support us every episode. Also, at gizwiz.tv is a tiny little link to support us on PayPal if you want to donate via PayPal as well. That's at our website, gizwiz.tv, and it's exclusive. And if you head on over to gizwiz.tv, you can watch the live show. That's what you just heard was me moments ago, because we're live on the website, gizwiz.tv. Head on over there to watch us around 7:30 Pacific time, 7:30 Eastern time, 4:30 Pacific time. Head on over there, join the chat room, chat along with the fantastic group of people that we have watching the show live. And if you miss an episode, they're there on our website after the fact, gizwiz.tv. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. When are you gonna get gizwiz.dog? I think that might be the next domain. Domain to get. Head on over to gizwiz.biz to play What the Heck Is It? And to be reminded about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder, we'll see it there. Gizwiz.biz. And What the Heck Is It? This is the game show online where you get to guess this gadget. It's an entire gadget, not just a piece or part of a gadget. And I'm sorry, we just gave it away by showing the hamster. This is obviously an amphibious hamster wheel that will float in the ocean.
Oh, I think we just saw it. We just saw it in that video,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think we gave it away.
That video ruined it.
Fortunately. So you think you know what this is? Get a guess in. Six Mad Magazines for correct answers.
Yes, then today.
We get to see the Mad you play for.
You'll be playing for the October issue of Mad. What the hell? I love that he has a marshmallow. The devil has a marshmallow on his pitchfork.
I love that. And am I? Is that a little optical illusion I'm seeing there? Does
yes,
that not
it is.
Make
it,
any sense, what I'm looking at?
That is correct. That is correct. And this issue has Halloween. I did the back cover. Ways not to kill yourself this Halloween is on the back cover.
Good to
so
know.
You'll be playing for that.
I'll need to study. So get a guess in. Six Mad Magazines, that Mad Magazine for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers.
Oh, Mad Frank knows. Mad had something called the Poit.
The Poit?
I'm not even sure Frank has the correct spelling. Anyway, it's like a thing you look at it and you go, is that a fork or a tuning fork or...
The point.
It's like an op.
The point.
It's the mad point.
Oh, I didn't realize there was lore to the point.
I thank you, Frank. I kept thinking, I've seen that in Mad before. Now I know why.
That's cool. Okay. Oh, that's cool. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. That's really cool. Awesome. Well, that about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.